Welcome one and all to the Progressive Track Show. I'm Mike, your host on both KPTZ and Progzilla Radio. Well, it's been one hell of a week, eh? Uncertainty, votes to exit, court decisions, resignations, market crashes, and deaths. It seems it's all unraveling, doesn't it? But there's still the music. There's always the music, and it tells the story of our lives. So we'll get right to it then, with a favorite of mine, a track called Miles, from a most gracious and talented lady by the name of Deborah Petrina. Deborah Petrina has a new album called Be Blind, and you just heard a track called Miles. When asked about the title of the album, Petrina said that Be Blind is a sense of understanding our increasingly complex reality, both in personal relationships and the blurred and distorted political and social events that determine our lives. But being blind may also be a positive escape route, a visionary blindness, if you will, that allows one to see beyond things. No doubt we're currently experiencing some of this with the Brexit decision and its all-encompassing fallout. And yes, I'm in the United States. But this is bigger than borders, and perhaps foreshadows the upcoming election here. Time will tell, but no doubt there's an ongoing struggle that we must try to understand. This is Gandalf's Fist.
The aperture must open. It must.
Must it now?
I think the farmer will be very interested to hear that.
Oh,
trap where shadows fall. You'll never come back. It rules us all.
You rule so far, never turning your face. Dare to run with the night, keep us waiting.
Gandalf's Fist has just released a mega-story called The Clockwork Fable, about a steampunk society experiencing power struggles as it struggles for its own existence. You heard The Capture, including the song for the fallen Nightkeeper. Anything sound familiar? Lyrically, you can put that at just about any place and time, maybe even right here, right now. You're listening to Mike on the Progressive Track Show. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington.
This is Andy Latimer from Camel, and you're listening to Progzilla.
Well, the sort of struggle depicted in the first songs filters down to the individual level, as we'll hear from The Room and their latest release from last year. This tune is called Bedlam.
Get out of my way. the depths of venom. Crawl from your gutters and putrid cells. Join me in this magnificent violence tonight. You may be one slice short of a cheeseburger, but there may be one less fly in your ointment. But you cannot hear them now, only taste them. Juice to the indiscernible rattle and whistle in your head. Please raise your hands as they run from you, but do not pity them, do not envy them. Hate their spoon-fed mouths that are speechless. No words of comfort, no feelings of love. Only thoughts of panic traveling at a thousand miles an hour. Coming to one conclusion, we are all crazy. You are my chosen, my bringers of bedlam. Follow my light and feast in the streets tonight. Because within the darkness, you are beautiful. You are the deranged. You are the pitiless. You are the strange. The misfits. The misfortune of us. The magnificent one.
What is that you say?
We'll be right back.
pucker up and kiss the apocalypse. Well, we've certainly spiraled out of control on the Progressive Track Show now, haven't we? You just heard Interstellar Genocide from the 2014 self-titled release from Sontag. That Sontag album tells a great story of a carefully devised future society brought down by ambition and ego. And before that, I played Bedlam from The Room's excellent 2015 release called Beyond the Gates of Bedlam. Everything I've played so far is a bit far-fetched, and hopefully current events won't end up anywhere near what was depicted in these songs. But we are living in interesting times, and it's always good to recognize, feel, and discard our fears with regard to what's going on. That's the only way we'll be able to focus on solutions to our current problems. And music is always good therapy. So I want to switch themes to a recent legal challenge to our musical assumptions. Of course, I'm referring to the court case involving this next song by Spirit. This is Taurus. You are listening to the Progressive Track Show, which originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. And now,
coming at you from a broom cupboard in deepest, darkest England, you're listening to Progzilla.
You just heard Taurus by Spirit. That was released in early 1968. And this next Led Zeppelin tune with a similar intro was released in late 1971. Fellow listeners, it's time to compare and contrast.
Thank you. All it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts thank you.
So, what did you think? Did Led Zeppelin steal that opening riff of Stairway to Heaven from Spirit's Taurus? Led Zeppelin IV was released almost 3 years after the self-titled Spirit album, and Led Zeppelin did open for Spirit on their first tour in 1969. Well, despite what Randy California of Spirit asserted before his death in 1997, a court recently ruled that this just wasn't the case. Led Zeppelin's famous riff was not stolen. But no matter the verdict, I'm glad it gave us a chance to revisit these two great songs. I'm going to play a couple of other tunes for you now. The first may give pause to consider if almost everything in music is stealing these days. Here's an excerpt from a 17th century composition entitled, and I'm paraphrasing here, Sonata for Violin and Bass by Giovanni Battista Granata. And I'll follow that with something equally topical, but more current.
Generated noise in millions of gigs of all kinds and in all formats. Imagine 7D plus. Flash your ID, pick your heart's desire. Click it, keep it. It's auto drive pre-shock mama.
Every song's been sung before. Every note's been played. Every chord's been strung before, and every melody's been made. They heard it all by now. Nothing left to be inspired by. It all seems so unreal somehow. As I sit back, close my eyes, I just think of what I'd like. Any blend will do. They reproduce what's in my mind, but it feels like something new.
Pink Beatles in a purple Zeppelin.
Same old sound, different song.
So, did the excerpt of that sonata performed by Agave Baroque kind of sound like Spirit's Taurus? I'll let you decide. But Arjun Anthony Lucassen certainly made his general opinion about music known with Pink Beatles in a Purple Zeppelin from his Lost in the New Real album from 2012. The Progressive Track Show originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM in the beautiful Victorian seaport city of Port Townsend, Washington, and is now carried round the world by the wonder of the modern internet on Progzilla Radio. So it's time for another topic switch. 2016 has also been a year when many of our musical heroes have left us, but it seems like it all started with this gentleman. And though we're just a few days beyond the first anniversary of his death, his absence is still felt deeply by me and many others. This is Chris Squire. Thank you. Lucky 7 from Chris Squire's brilliant Fish Out of Water release. 1 year on, and his legend continues to grow. And very recently, another great one left us. Bernie Worrell, a founding member who played keyboards for the great Parliament Funkadelic, died from complications with cancer. But before he died, he graced the most recent release of a local Seattle psych space prog band called Midday Vale. The clavinet in this track called Babel is pure Bernie Worrell.
We'll be right back.
Bernie Worrell, adding so much depth to Babel from Midday Vale's 2015 album called This Wilderness. Rest in peace, Bernie. And now, an exciting announcement by Cliff Pearson, head of Progzilla Radio.
Yes, it's polling time again. We at Progzilla Radio want to know your favourite albums from several different time periods, starting with the classic era of 1967 to 1976. Voting for this decade will be open for the whole month of July, with the results broadcast in a special show in early August, presented by Andrew Wilde. Then during August, you may vote for the period 1977 to 1986, and so on. We'll be presenting the results of these polls on an ongoing basis for the rest of the year. And don't forget to cast your votes. Only you can decide what we play.
Now, I've only been with Progzilla for a short time, but I understand that the listeners' poll and resulting poll shows are pretty epic. So if you choose to offer your opinion, you can do so at progzilla.com. And while I'm at it, please know that you can also offer your opinion about the Progressive Tracks show by emailing me directly, progtracks@kptz.org. That's the address. And as always, I'm at your service. And with that, we come to today and the current reality of our overdriven lives and our continuing quest for answers. And for that, we'll go back to Deborah Petrina and another song off her wonderful new Be Blind album. This is Supercharged Machine.
I'm sitting here the whole day at my desk. I'm paging through the gazing cube. Have you read the news today? They found that death doesn't exist. The white trails in the sky are made of water, as they said yesterday. And all prophecies are yesterday's reverse. I'm watching my philosophers
is just an excellent album by Deborah Petrina that you can check out on Bandcamp. Supercharged machine just feels like our saturated daily grind, doesn't it? Well, my challenge to you listeners this week is to break away from that grind long enough to reflect on what all the current upheaval means to you and for you, and then go out and make positive changes to your life and the lives of others. It's time to take care of each other, eh? If we don't, who will? Okay, I'm out of here. This will be available soon on progzilla.com as a podcast, and I'll be back next week to bring you more of the best in progressive rock on Progressive Tracks. For KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, this is Mike urging you, as always, to prog on.